Good morning, this is Choices, and this is Judy Mario, your host. And today we are talking about mentors. And we are wondering, do you need more help in creating the success that you desire? Because if so, you probably need a mentor. Now you're probably thinking, what's a mentor? Well, a mentor is a person that we know personally who is where we desire to be. They have some level of success that we desire to have in our lives, and these people are willing to support and advise us so that we can become successful as well. Now, they may or may not be a role model. Role models don't have to be people that we know personally. A role model can even be somebody who's dead or who's passed away, you know, somebody that we just look up to. But a mentor is someone that we know personally. And so when you have a mentor, this is someone that has knowledge and experience and contacts that would be helpful to you, and they're willing to share them with you. And the way you get a mentor is not to go up and ask somebody, will you be my mentor? My goodness, I've had people do that so many times. I'll be speaking at a speaking engagement, and they'll just walk up and say, will you be my mentor? And that's not the way to get a mentor. A mentor is a person that you really know personally, that you know that they have opportunities or knowledge that you need. And so what you want to do is volunteer to help them in some way. Can I assist you in some way so that you can be around them and you can learn from them, and you will at some point or another maybe ask for their help or support, but you actually do it in such a way that it's more like a reciprocal agreement where you ask them to help you and then you in turn help them in some way. And in most cases, I would say the most successful mentor relationships are where you actually ask the person if you can help them before you start asking them to help you with what it is that you want. So find someone that you really, really admire, someone that you think, wow, this is a person that I would like to be around, that I would like to emulate, that I would like to learn from, and then go and volunteer to do something to assist them to become more successful. And as you're assisting them, they will start to see that you need a little bit of help or that they could in some way offer opportunities to you. And they will probably reciprocate without you even having to ask them. I know with the people that I have mentored in my life, they've been people who have worked for me or people who have worked with me on a project, such as when I belonged to the Women's Council at the Chamber of Commerce. There were younger women who would actually come to me during the process and say, I'd like to be on your committee. And because they did, they were people that I ended up mentoring and assisting them to become even more than they already were. Now, the word mentor actually came from Homer's poem, The Odyssey. Mentor was the teacher and the overseer of, and I can never say this word correctly, Telemachus, T-E-L-E-M-A-C-H-U-S, and he was Odysseus' son. Odysseus was the king of Ithaca, and when he went to fight in the Trojan War, he entrusted the care of his kingdom to Mentor. So Mentor has now come to mean a trusted guide or a trusted advisor. And that's what a mentor in your life should be, is a trusted guide or a trusted advisor. And many, many times you will acquire your mentor through work. It may be your boss or your respected executive within your organization. But when you ask someone to be your mentor, if you do, let the person know why you have asked them in particular, what it is that you want to learn from this person, and discuss how much of a time commitment it might take on this person's part in order to help you. And also tell this person what you can contribute to the relationship. Don't ask someone you hardly know to be your mentor. It just doesn't work that way. Mentoring relationships are usually built over time. Some organizations attempt to assign mentors to others, and those relationships don't really work either. I remember that when I joined the National Speakers Association, they had what they called a mentor-mentee program, and they assigned me to this particular woman, and I was so excited. I went to her and I said, oh, I'm so excited that you have been assigned to be my mentor, and I'm going to be your mentee, and we're going to work together to be successful. And she looked at me and she said, don't expect me to help you be successful. I'm building my own career. Well, I felt like I'd been slapped in the face, because, you know, this was like someone had said, okay, this is a program that we have, and we're going to assign you. And then here, this person didn't even want to be a part of the program, so I don't know how she got signed up for it in the first place. But I've actually acquired many wonderful mentors in my life. When I joined the Seraphimus International, I met some wonderful women who were very successful and very powerful. True Optimist is an organization of powerful women, one woman coming from each of the different areas of careers and industries, and it was fabulous to be a part of that. And so I volunteered to do things. I volunteered to take Christmas presents to the girls' reform school at the other end of the state. I offered to do the driving, because that way I had these women in my car for a couple of hours, and I could actually talk with them and ask them questions, and it was more of a casual conversation. And as a result, the five women who were in my car became some of my best lifelong friends, and each mentored me in a totally different way. Some invited me to go shopping and showed me how to dress differently. Some taught me how to negotiate. One lady was so very, very good in that she was good in the community, and she connected me with a lot of very powerful people in the community. But none of the people that I have mentored have actually asked me to be their mentor. They were people that just started asking me for advice or asking me to be a part of something. And so consequently, I started helping them. And so as we look at these mentoring relationships, we look at what is involved, what happens with a mentor, what actually is involved. And so one of the things that you want to remember is that you always want to bring value to the relationship. And you want to be sure that you use your connections wisely, use your mentor wisely, and I don't mean use them, but use the knowledge and the information that they give you wisely. And don't overuse or abuse your privilege. Don't go around saying that this person told you to do such and so and so and so. Just do what they advise you to do to the best of your ability. And another thing is, don't ask your mentors for money. It will prejudice their response, and you will lose their objectivity. If they think you are there trying to get money out of them, it's not a good relationship. And I've actually had people do that, and that's not something that you want. One of my best mentoring relationships was with my later business partner. She started out as a lady who was in my audience. She came up afterwards and asked me if I knew of how she could get a particular book from America. We were in South Africa at the time. We talked, and then I ran into her at a dinner the following night, and she spoke to me again. And then later I moved to South Africa, and she called and asked if there was anything she could do to help me. And she drove me around places and showed me how to get around in this new country where I was. And as a result, she started going with me to some of the speaking engagements. And then she mentioned to me that she was interested in speaking. And so I got her involved in Toastmaster and helped her and mentored her and taught her how to be a speaker. And today she's a top motivational speaker. And that came as a result of first she gave and then she got. And that's the way it works with mentors. So you want to be sure that you give something first. She came and said, let me help you. Let me show you around. Let me drive you. You know, mentors take a great deal of pride in your growth. They enjoy helping you. But you must thank them and you must acknowledge them. That's their inspiration to continue. I've been working with someone recently on her book. I've been coaching and mentoring her through the writing of her book. And her book came out, and my company even published her book for her. And then I start seeing her thank yous on Facebook and other places, and I don't see anything that says thank you to my publisher or thank you to my coach or thank you to my mentor for helping me. Now, I know she appreciates that, but I would kind of like that public acknowledgement, and I think most mentors would. We like to be thanked. We like to know that we're appreciated for the time and the effort that we put into helping someone. That's the inspiration we have to continue helping people. There are some other things that I'd like to share with you about what to do with a mentor, and that's to remember that hard work makes luck. You know, if you really get in there and do what you need to do, you're going to make your luck. A mentor can guide you, and they give you the ideas and the knowledge, but you're the one that has to do the work. Like with my recent mentoring situation, I spoke with a young lady, and she said she needed a book by a certain time. And I said, okay, if you can give me a chapter a week for 3 months, we can get that book done and published. And she did it. She did that chapter every single week. She wrote it, and she had it into me, and we edited it, and we moved forward. And sure enough, in 12 weeks, she had her book that was out there and published. See, success is never found. You earn success by doing what it is that you need to do to get it done. So you want to take the step and actually grab hold and do it. And it's hard work sometimes. Another young woman that I mentored lived in another state. After I'd done a training program for her company, she invited me to join her for lunch the following day. And she explained that she had read a couple of my books, had a training background, and wanted to write a book of her own. She then asked if I could give her the name of some resources that she needed, which I did. And now I continue to send her information as I acquire it. And when I'm in her city, I always call and invite her to lunch and check on her progress. And these types of relationships are good for both parties. If you want to be a mentor, by all means, do so. If there is some way you can help someone or be a positive influence in someone's life, you'll gain a great deal of self-satisfaction from doing it. Now, mentors keep their antennas up all the time, and so must you. You must keep your antenna up. You must listen for words of impact. And some of these self-evident truths were just things that you have to be really aware of, and know that, you know, people say things and they're trying to help you, and you have to have a vision and a plan, and you have to remember that sometimes mentors are wrong. They don't mean to be wrong, but they are. You know, they tell you information, and it may or may not be to the best of your ability. They're trying to do it to the best of their ability, but you need to be sure that you weigh out the information that someone gives you. And believe me, if this is a person that you've respected and admired, and they're giving you the best information they possibly can, it's probably good information. And so you want to listen and take note, but you also want to trust your gut. Sometimes it's very important for you to listen to what you have inside of you and know that in your heart this is either right for you or it isn't. See, role models, we talked about a little bit, are people you may not personally know. It's possible that they aren't even alive anymore, but that they very often have played leadership roles. A person can have many role models, and each role model demonstrates something we would like to learn or some behavior we would like to imitate. And they may be people who have gone through challenges or difficulties or adversities. And, you know, our mentors are the same way. They may be people who have gone through challenges, difficulties, or adversities. We admire the way they got through it, and we admire whatever it was that they had to deal with and how they got past it. And so we have to remember that it's something that we want to learn. It's something that we admire about them. Now, our mentors can be older, or they can even be younger than we are. Age is not a factor here. What's important is their expertise and their knowledge and their ability to help you. When my cousin Marla was going through some very difficult times in her life, she would always stop and say, "What would Aunt Daisy do?" And she would then consider what Aunt Daisy might have done or said to her, even though Aunt Daisy had been a mentor to her when she was alive, and then Aunt Daisy passed away. So Aunt Daisy served two roles, the role of being a mentor and the role of being a role model. So Aunt Daisy was a good role model to many because of everything that she had experienced. She had survived some tough times in her life. She had sacrificed a life a lot, but she had also accomplished a lot. And most importantly, through all the things that she exhibited and taught Marla, and me for that matter, we always knew that she was there for us. The most important thing was that she was there for us. And that's what mentors are. They're people who are there for you. This is Choices with your host, Judy Mario. That's me. And I appreciate that you're here listening with me this morning. Everything in our life exists because we made a choice about something, and the choices that we made are what have brought us to where we are today. We must accept the consequences of our choices, and too often our choices are determined by emotional attitudes and reactions to external circumstances without due regard to thoughtful decision. When we allow negative emotional reactions to direct our choices, we find ourselves facing consequences that we don't desire. Using our power of logical thinking helps us to make wiser choices, and we can create more desirable results. Listeners, every show I do comes from you, and the things that you have told me are important to you. I want to be sure that you make the right choices. I want to be sure that we talk about what's on your mind. So be sure to write me, Judy, J-U-D-I, at judymario.com. That's J-U-D-I at J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O.com. Judy at judymario.com. Today we're talking about mentors and role models and whether or not you need one. And I believe that most of us do need a mentor. We need someone who will guide us and get us through the tough times and show us what doors need to be opened and what opportunities are there for us and how to take the right steps. With the value of their experience and the wisdom gained from their success and failure, with the practical advice that often flies in the face of things that are going on around us, the chaos that's happening in our lives, and with ideas and concepts that go beyond our present vision, mentors can help us so much. They can inspire us to greater achievement. So where do you find a mentor? If you don't know where, well, at the top of your organization. If you're seeking help, don't seek help from someone at the bottom. Seek help from someone at the top, someone who's been through it, someone who's done it, someone who is where you want to be. And why would a mentor work with you? Well, they're probably at a point in their career where they want to give back a little bit. And often, your mentor has also been helped by a mentor. And they are returning the favor. So who are your mentors? If the answer is, I don't know, or I don't have one, then you need to get busy and find one. You need to get busy and look around you and say, who in the area of people around me are people that I would like to associate with? See, you want to associate with positive people, because associating with negative people who have no initiative will pull you down. If you want to be successful, you must go where successful people go. You must do what successful people do. You must associate with successful people. Now, where will you find these people? Well, they belong to organizations of other successful people. In every city, you're going to find a chamber of commerce, and your most successful business people in your city usually go to that chamber of commerce. If you work within a certain industry, like if you're in hotel industry, there are organizations for top hotel people. If you're in the convention industry, there are organizations for top convention people. So talk with people who not only have big dreams and big ambitions, but with people who make things happen and with people who have made things happen. Lots of people talk a good story, but when it comes down to getting things done, what did they do? What have they achieved? What are they accomplishing now? If your goal is to be a leader, you have to associate with leaders. You want to emulate the qualities and behaviors of those people, and you'll soon find that you're a leader too. It's important for you to associate with the best if you want to become one of the best. Now think about that. If you want to become one of the best, you have to associate with the best. Choose your friends and choose your associates for their values and their qualities. And be sure not to leave your associations to chance. And that's the same thing with your mentor. Be sure to find the mentor that is right for you. And it's possible that you might ask a particular person to be your mentor, and after a while you find that you've either learned everything you can from them, or that perhaps they don't have what it was that you thought. Maybe you can't learn from them what you thought you would like to learn from them. And so it may be very important for you to move on and find a different mentor. You don't just drop them, but you do move on to another situation where you find that there are other people that might be of more benefit to you and that you might be of more benefit to helping them. Sometimes it's just not a good fit. Other times it's a wonderful relationship. I know that I've been so fortunate to have some extremely good mentors in my life. One of those mentors was a man by the name of Harry Yagoda. Harry was a very successful furrier in New York City, and I modeled for him for a while, and just a delightful man. We would often go to lunch and talk, and Harry taught me a great deal about business. He taught me how to negotiate. He taught me how to see what good products were. He taught me how to market. And his sister, Millie, who worked with him, was always there for me. She also was a mentor because she taught me about the fashion business. She taught me about New York City. She took me to lunches. She took me to places where people sold clothing to retail stores. And she introduced me to people who could help me and who could assist me. And we became great friends. And over a period of 30-some-odd years, both Harry and Millie were a major part of my life. And when they passed away, it was a big loss for me. It was even more than losing a mentor. It was like losing parents, because we had built up such an incredible relationship over all of those years of being friends and working together. And any time I ever had a question about money or business or how to invest or what to do with my life, I would go and take Harry to lunch and we would talk. And you know, one of the things that I remember most was I said to Harry one day, "You know, Harry, after 30-some-odd years, I find it interesting that I'm the model that worked for you, that we're still good friends. You had so many models that worked for you over the years. Why was it that you and I remained friends all these years and the other models just kind of went by the wayside?" And he looked at me and he said, "Well," he said, "you're the only one that paid." And I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "Well, you know, every time you invited me to lunch, you paid the bill. You didn't expect me to pay." He said, "Even when you didn't have very much money, if you invited, you paid." And he said, "You know, none of those other people did. They invited, but they expected me to pay." And that was such a good lesson for me, because what he was saying to me was, "You didn't take from me. You didn't try to take from me. You didn't try to get me to do something for you. If you invited, you paid. And I thought, wow, that was my upbringing. My parents had always said that if you invite someone to something, you must pay. And so I always did. And because of that, it built into this incredible mentoring relationship that actually spanned decades. He was my role model. He was my mentor. His sister was a role model. She was my mentor. They became my friends and they became my family. They became people that I loved, and when I lost them, it was a major, major loss. So don't think of a mentoring relationship as just something that's for right now, because if that mentor is the person that you think they are, when you pick out a mentor, when you say, that's a person I want to learn from, that's a person I want to be like, that's a person I want to admire and emulate, you're going to see that that's a person you're probably going to want to be like all of your life. You're probably going to want to admire and emulate them all of your life. And that mentor relationship, if you handle it right, can become one of the most important relationships of your life. Mentors are people who are where you desire to be. They have the level of success you desire to have in your life, and they are willing to support and advise you so that you can become successful as well. They have experience, knowledge, and contacts that would be helpful to you, and they are willing to share them with you. And you must be willing to do what it takes to support them in order to be a part of their lives, to make them feel valuable for having you there in their life. You want people to say, yes, that girl or that guy has just been fabulous to have around. Yes, of course, I've mentored them and I've given them a lot, but they've given a lot too. They've given me value. They've given me respect. They've given me appreciation. They've thanked me for everything that I've done for them. Because if you do that, it's going to be one of the best relationships of your life. And that's what you want. You want this mentoring relationship to be powerful. You want it to be positive for both people. I mean, I owe more to my mentors than I can ever express. I've shown them that I've appreciated them by adopting their wisdom, their philosophies, and putting their advice into action, and then telling them that I did it and thanking them for their time and thanking them for their knowledge and thanking them for caring about me. And that's what you need to do. So here's your homework. Make a short list of people that you think are possible mentors, that you believe they can impact your career, and find a way to get to know them. Find a way to impact their success. Find a way to help them. Find a way to do something that supports them. And when you do that, you're going to find a mentoring relationship that is going to be so powerful, it's going to last you decades. This is Choices, and this is your host, Judy Mario. I always want to talk about what you want to know about, so please email me, judy@judymorio.com, judi@judimorio.com, and let me know what you want to hear about. And go on over to judymorio.com and sign up for my free newsletter. You'll get some extra bonuses by doing that, and you'll get the newsletter every month. Thank you so much for spending your time with me. I look forward to speaking with you tomorrow. So get out there and keep an eye peeled for the right mentor for you and offer to help those people in some way that empowers them to their success. Remember this, you are more than enough.